Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, September 28th, 2018. On this day in 1928, Alexander Fleming noticed a bacteria-killing mold growing in his laboratory, discovering what later became known as penicillin. A few hours before the arrival of Turkish President Erdogan in Berlin, police began closing off parts of the eastern city center yesterday morning. Berliners must expect additional traffic jams until Saturday. Security level 1 in the Berlin government district has been in effect since Thursday. On Wednesday, the police had controlled the area with sniffer dogs that could smell explosives, and manholes were inspected and welded shut. Today, Friday, the strict security precautions will also apply in a larger area around the Neue Wache on Unter den Linden and around Bellevue Castle. In addition, there are several demonstrations against Erdogan planned that will cause further traffic obstructions. Until Saturday afternoon, no cars, bicycles, or other objects may be parked in the government quarter between the Federal Chancellery, the Reichstag building, and the Adlon Hotel. Moreover, neighbors and suppliers of the hotel are subject to special controls and must have identification with them. Erdogan will spend 2 nights at Hotel Adlon and continue on to Cologne Saturday morning. Before the state visit of Turkish President Erdogan, a suspicion of espionage is causing unrest among the Berlin police. The Tagesspiegel Thursday edition reported about a police officer who is said to have informed the Turkish Secret Service about Turkish opposition members living in Berlin. German security authorities had observed him. Apparently, this was mainly about the registration addresses of the exiles. According to the report, the Turkish Secret Service is trying to recruit sources among German state officials. The police headquarters and the public prosecutor's office did not comment on the events. According to the newspaper, the only confirmation was that the investigation was in progress. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD was aware of the accusations, but did not want to comment on details out of consideration for the ongoing investigations. According to Tagesspiegel, the suspected informer is a senior official who is said to have given information to an employee of the Turkish embassy. German security personnel assumed that the embassy employee was a Secret Service agent. Per the newspaper, the Federal Prosecutor's Office has so far seen no reason to take over the proceedings from the Berlin General Prosecutor's Office. The police stated on Twitter on Wednesday evening that, quote, "If the suspicion of the transmission of sensitive data to the Turkish embassy against one of our colleagues were confirmed in the course of the investigations already underway by the Public Prosecutor's Office and the LKA, not only would an oath of allegiance be broken, but a serious crime would also be committed. Such damage caused by an individual could not be reversed." Berlin's education senator Sandra Schieris of the SPD revealed extraordinarily private details from her past on Wednesday. At a press conference, Schieris reported how she herself was a victim of sexual assault as a schoolgirl. According to Schieris, she was dragged into the school cellar by 4 boys as an 8th grader at her school in Dusseldorf, but she had been able to tear away and flee into her classroom. In the subsequent lesson, her teacher noticed that something was wrong with her and then talked to the class about the incident. Schieris described her personal experience during the presentation of the nationwide initiative, School Against Sexual Violence. As part of this project, all Berlin schools are to develop concepts for protection and help against sexual violence and implement them in everyday school life. According to the World Health Organization, there are 1 to 2 children per class who have already been victims of sexual assault. 75% of them are girls. According to Shiris, the prevention and treatment of sexual abuse and acts of violence is an important topic that has increasingly become the focus of public attention. The senator also mentioned an incident previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the case of a Berlin student who recently sexually abused a classmate during a school trip. The Verkehrsverbund Berlin-Brandenburg, or VAU-BB, announced on Thursday that bus and train travel in Berlin and Brandenburg will not become more expensive at the beginning of the new year. This is the second time in a row that the usual price increase has been canceled. The fare system in Berlin is being revised, and as long as the working group is still advising, ticket prices in the capital will probably not rise. Since 2016, ticket prices have been based on an index of general price trends and costs for electricity and fuel over the past 5 years. This year, the index is only 0.4% above the previous year's value. VBAB Managing Director Susanna Henkel stated that, quote, "The tariff index is currently so low that the expenses for implementing tariff adjustments would be almost higher than the expected revenues. This is why we, certainly to the delight of our passengers, are not increasing fares." 2 years ago, the Red Red Green Coalition in Berlin had already agreed to freeze fares until a working group created a new fare structure. However, bus companies from Brandenburg had demanded higher prices due to rising personnel costs. In addition to the federal states, the VAU-BB also includes the administrative districts and cities of the region. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on berradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.